AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's social services and climate change package, at least $1.75 trillion, hits another snag as West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin is said to have objected to the proposed billionaire's tax. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders warns failure by the Democrats to reach a deal will cause serious harm.
If we fail, in my view, if the American people do not believe that government can work for them and is dominated by powerful special interests, the very fabric of American democracy is in danger.
House progressives want the larger measure set before they agree to passage of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal. The president is pressing for an agreement before he heads to Europe. Attorney General Merrick Garland vigorously defends a memo he sent aiming at stopping threats of violence against school officials. He tells the Senate Judiciary Committee the threats have increased and are not against just school board members.
It's in a rising tide of threats of violence against judges, against prosecutors, against secretaries of state, against election administrators, against doctors, against protesters, against news reporters.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton.
This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
Okay. That's not
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Garland says parents have the right to express their concerns, but his goal is to prevent violence and threats. New York City Firefighters Union members are pushing back against the mandate that they be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Uniform Firefighters Association President Andrew Ansbrough.
Essential workers have been front and center in this pandemic. 20 months we've been through it. 3 waves we've been through it. And now we're given a 9-day deadline to make a decision on whether or not we're going to accept the vaccine. We are not anti-vaccine. We are anti-mandate.
This is AP News. The National Rifle Association has been hit with a ransomware attack. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the latest.
The hacker group Grief, believed to operate from Russia, has published a handful of what appear to be NRA files on a dark website. Some of the files relate to grants that the National Rifle Association has awarded, and there are reports there are also minutes from a recent meeting as a way to verify the intrusion. A cybersecurity expert, Alan Liska, says it's highly unusual for a politically active group like the NRA to be targeted for a ransomware attack, because he says the hackers really go after vulnerable technology, not a specific organization. An NRA spokesman had no comment on their electronic security.
President Biden has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin he has to do more to rein in the online gangs. Administration sources say Putin has pretty much ignored that warning. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.